Sardinian sheep herders, Japanese grandmothers, and Seventh-day Adventists in Los Angeles don't seem to have that much in common. But within these groups, there are some of the longest-living people in the world. Author Dan Buettner has scoured the earth not for the fountain of youth, but for the key to happy old age. He spent 5 years visiting areas of the world where people live longest and are the healthiest, and he's tagged these hotspots blue zones. Dan Buettner joins us from Minnesota Public Radio in St. Paul. Dan, welcome to the show.
I'm delighted.
So you were traveling the world looking for these pockets of people who were living into long age. And I was wondering if you could just give us a sense of what came to define what a blue zone was and how did you find them?
Well, we partnered with National Geographic and the National Institute on Aging and then a number of demographers, mainly in Europe. And these demographers use census data, and they look, first of all, for countries that have the longest life expectancy, and then we look for the particular regions. One place, Sardinia, for example, has the highest number of male centenarians in the world. Okinawa has the longest disability-free life expectancy. The Adventists in Loma Linda, California, have a life expectancy of 9 to 11 years greater than their American counterparts. The Nicoya Peninsula of Costa Rica is a place where middle-aged mortality is lowest. In other words, middle-aged people have about a four-fold better chance of reaching age 90 than we do here in America.
One of the most striking parts of the book is hearing the voices of the people you interviewed. And tell us, who's the most sort of, say, striking centenarian you might have met?
Giovanni Lanai in Sardinia is a 104-year-old man. When we came to see him at 9 o'clock in the morning, he was chopping wood. He poured us a glass of Cannonau wine for breakfast. He's not an alcoholic or anything. That's just the way he started his day. And over the hour or so that we interviewed him, we saw a steady parade of people who came in for his advice. It was one of the characteristics of the Sardinian Blue Zone. The older you get, the more celebrated you are.
And so looking in the U.S., where there was at least one blue zone, it's a small area, surprisingly, outside of L.A., about 60 miles outside of L.A., what are the things there that you think they're doing differently?
The blue zone we chose in the United States, we found among Seventh-day Adventists, and it was more a cultural blue zone than it was a geographical one. Loma Linda, California has the highest concentration of Adventists anywhere. They take their diet inspired directly from the Bible, Genesis chapter 1, where God says he's provided his people grains, nuts, and seeds. And so they have a plant-based diet. Every week, they take their Sabbath, Saturday, very seriously. They call it the sanctuary in time. And no matter how busy, no matter how stressed out they are, they'll take that 24 hours and focus on their God. And then the other interesting thing about their culture is they tend to hang out with each other. At least the Adventists I interviewed, most of them would say that 90% of their immediate friends are also Adventists. So their social circle is very much supportive of the right habits.
Now, the science of aging is certainly in its early days in a lot of ways. And although we do know that there's a sort of complex interplay between your genes and the environment that factor into someone's health and longevity, what are the things that you can tell us about the people you spoke to in terms of shared patterns?
Well, I can tell you they didn't take any supplements or pills or wine extracts. They tended to live in houses and environments that nudged them into bursts of physical activity in kind of an effortless way. And Okinawans sat on the floor. Sardinians lived in vertical houses. The Costa Ricans had gardens. So they were doing little things all day long that added up significantly over the years and the decades.
What are some of the things you heard from these folks that went against the grain, went against the obvious stuff you should do if you want to live a long life?
One of the idiosyncrasies we discovered is that people who eat nuts, four to five times a week, 2 ounces a time, tend to live 2 to 3 years longer than people who don't eat nuts. That was a big surprise for us.
Ah, so you're justifying my pistachio habit.
Yeah, you can dig into those, yes. I think we think the paragon of physical activity is running marathons and triathlons and pumping iron and looking really good. I think the four biggest things you can do is create an environment where you're nudged into physical activity, set up your kitchen in such a way that you're not overeating, cultivate the sense of purpose, and then take the time to surround yourself with the right people. These are long-term fixes that have been shown over and over to add not only more years of life, but better years of life.
Explorer and writer Dan Buettner is the author of The Blue Zones, Lessons for Living Longer from the People Who Lived the Longest. He joined us from Minnesota Public Radio in St. Paul.
Thank you.